Yeah.
Yeah. Into the second level.
How you wanna do it, homie? I'm all up in it, down to the bone, I feel it. Coming to break it down with that wiggity wiggity style, man. We really be living it out, I don't miss it. Flow God, no lie, hold y'all. We bust rhymes, one rhyme, no stops. On the show, Don, see the most.
What's going on, everybody? This is Victor with Karas Goal. Today, I have a special guest. Not necessarily special for me, but maybe for you guys. It's actually my twin brother, Chris.
What's up, everybody?
I'm pretty sure I'm pretty special around here, so it's fun for everybody.
Awesome. So we're going to just kick this off. In general, what was your thought on the game yesterday?
Yesterday on both games, let's say first off, I honestly thought Roma and Liverpool were going to be a very, very, very close game. I really thought the match was going to be kind of even. Maybe one might maybe have an extra goal lead.
Yeah.
I did think that Liverpool was going to win, but I thought it was going to be like a slight margin. But they just murdered that game. They just had an amazing game. They play well collectively. And don't get me wrong, like Roma, they didn't do bad. I just felt like they just helped create those chances for them.
Yeah.
And then they picked up some of the slack from behind, in the second half to at least create two other goals. But And then for Real Madrid, and
actually, let me stick to that one. What do you think your predictions are for the second leg for that?
All right, I'll be honest. You know, I'm a Barcelona fan. You know, and as sadly as my team went, for the most part, I do usually go against, you know, whoever goes against Real Madrid. But in this case, I mean, I have to give it to them. When it comes to Champions League, they've been doing amazing for the past, 5 years. They're always either in the semis or especially in the last 3 years.
No, I'm talking about Liverpool and Roma.
What about them?
What are your predictions for the second game?
Oh, for them?
Yeah.
I still say Liverpool's going to take it. I see 3-1.
3-1?
3-1. But
In Roma,
I feel it. I just feel like, don't get me wrong, like Roma can bring it to the table, but I just feel like right now Liverpool is just on fire. And I feel like they know in order to come into the final, they have to just, you know, do amazing in this next game.
Yeah.
And the best way to do it is away, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. You know what I think on that? One thing that I noticed that, actually, here's the reason why I asked that one. Do you think Liverpool is good enough to win the Champions League?
I do think so. By the way, how they've been playing, you know, as a whole, and the way how they just played overall, coming from a team that hasn't been this well, you know, such a long time.
Yeah, the last time they were in the Champions League, at least passing the at least being in the semis was in 2007 when they lost against AC Milan.
Yeah. So that's the reason I feel like since it's been so long and then now they're getting here, you know, going towards the finals if they win this game, I just feel like it's kind of like they cannot let this momentum just die down. It's either now or never because you never know about next year. What if somebody wants to buy Salah? Mm-hmm. Or what if somebody, you know, they want to change up a few of the, you know, players or
the coach or the,
yeah, etc. So I mean, you know, it's all about now, and you know, and
here's my take on that. To me, I think it'd be awesome if they do win, whether it's against Real Madrid or Bayern Munich. Sorry about that.
You know? Been Barca into this, huh?
Man, so used to them being, you know,
up there,
passing
too.
That stage, you know.
Yeah, it's fine. We got two cups right now, so I'm good with that.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I mean, they're still successful no matter what. So, but with that being said, what I noticed that Liverpool did that will affect them going to the finals is, even though they were winning 5-0, they can easily slack, and if they even just mess up a few times, that can cost them a goal. Look at what happened with Bayern Munich and Real Madrid. Bayern attacked they probably did 80% of all the attacks compared to if you put it all in total.
Yeah.
Real Madrid maybe had two or three, maybe up to four counterattacks, and they took out two goals on that.
Yeah.
And so if Liverpool even shows any sign of weakness against any of those teams, They're done. They're not used to such a high pressured tournament as that. Just like how you said, the last time they were in that stage was in 2007. It's been more than a decade, so.
This is why I said in the beginning that, you know, Real Madrid, like, even though they, for me, I feel like, you know, starting off this season, they kicked off really not as good as they usually do.
Yeah.
I know Ronaldo was out for, like, a few games, and like, overall, like, the performance wasn't all as they were the year before. But when it comes to Champions League, like, even in the beginning, like, they lost to Spurs. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I felt like I was like,
they're a good team, though.
Yeah.
They're not great, but, I mean, they're a great team, great team.
Yeah, but, and then, in a sense, I was just kind of like, all right, you know, they're going to be done. But they know how to play in a, you know, in a big tournament like this, especially mm-hmm. against, you know, the best in the world. Like, they know what to do to pass through. Like, I was actually kind of mad that they beat Juve just by just that one penalty,
mm-hmm.
you know, but that's all they needed. So they know what to do, whether they play a bad game or whether they play a superb game.
Yeah.
They know how to do both. So in the end, I feel like in this case, they would have to, against Liverpool, they would have to play a great game. Because as soon as they show some slack in the back or in the mid, or so they mess up somewhere, or they don't take advantage of maybe a goal opportunity, I feel like Liverpool will put them in their place if they don't do that.
Mm. Awesome. Now, what do you think of your... What did you think about the game between Bayern Munich and Real Madrid?
It was just sad, just seeing Robin coming off the first, you know, like, less than 10 minutes. And then next thing you know, Boateng.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, all right, after this, I was like, now they have to change the whole formation,
mm-hmm.
The whole mentality of having the main players that you know are very, you know, they're amazing players in their, you know, specific position. And so now it's just, I'm not trying to bash maybe like the substitutes, but it's just kind of like, you know, like, all right, now we get someone who's not as good, but obviously still quality players, but it's still a mood change in a way, at least for me. And
I mean, there's a reason why they're starters. I mean, you can't really say anybody can take over Robin's place.
Yeah.
Same thing with Boateng. I mean, there's such, you know, they're very strong in their position. There's a reason why they start all the time. And that's very unfortunate because I was happy to see that in that matchup. Everybody was.
It looked so evened out. I will say that Madrid always still looks slightly, you know, more powerful. And, you know, I guess usually against every team anyways, just because even their bench players are just, like, you know, amazing players. They're starting mm-hmm. players for any other team, if you could honestly think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when that happened, I was just like, man, I honestly thought actually that Madrid was actually going to beat them a little bit, maybe by like 2-0,
mm-hmm.
maybe 3-0. But then I actually saw that Bayern actually did pretty well holding up with what they had.
Yeah.
But I can't say that I wasn't disappointed in a way, because the way how Marcelo played was just amazing. And just overall.
Oh my goodness. He just.
I mean, he comes through in, you know, day in, day out, all the time. I feel like he's so underrated. Like, I know people mm-hmm. say he's the best, but, or like, he's really amazing, but I just feel like people don't understand what he brings to the team itself.
Yeah. Would you pick him over Roberto Carlos? Because, you know, they always say that Roberto Carlos was probably one of the best left back. If you think of left back, you would think of him. And then people would say Marcelo would be somebody under him. Or at least since the beginning of, let's just say, when Cristiano Ronaldo started, you know, playing for Real Madrid, he was kind of like that shadow of him.
For me, it's more of a, like, they play very differently. Mm-hmm. And that's why I feel like you can't, like, I know they have the same position, but, I mean, if we're going by just achievements, obviously Marcelo has more with clubs, but mm-hmm. at the same time, Roberto Carlos, he has a World Cup under his belt, so he has both. I mean, you know, Marcelo does have also like a Copa America, you know, but you know, he doesn't have like the Grand Slam trophy of the world. But for me personally, I just feel like Marcelo now, he's been the best left back player for me in the past 4 years, and I just feel like he can still keep going and then mm-hmm. probably even be probably the best left back in the world ever. Mm-hmm. But it's, for me, it's still kind of like a little, all right, I still want to see where he's at.
Yeah.
You know, just give him maybe another few years. I still want to see how well he still performs.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I mean, I agree on that. Marcelo is so amazing. He played his game. He's amazing at attacking, creating opportunities for headers, crosses, and running all the way back. For, you know, to be a defender on the side. I mean, he holds them down.
I'll be honest. If I went up against him, I would feel intimidated, even though I play a more attacking, you know, position, you know. And I can just imagine other people. But like, as soon as he gets the ball, this guy can defend. This guy could just run up the, all the way if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then, of course, they have other players like Kovacic. He played an amazing game. Like, amazing. And then there's only a few selected players that didn't play well. And I will say, we both know, is Ronaldo. I was actually, was impressed. And I don't like him that well, that much, you know? You know me. I mean, I give him props for everything that he does. But I will say that that game, I was surprised that he's not, you know, he didn't doing do much at all.
Yeah, believe me. I mean, from my other podcast, I actually thought that he was gonna shine more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because he did it. He did it the last two times that he played against Bayern Munich, he showed up on all those games.
Exactly, especially with these higher games like this, like towards the finals, like he always would come up.
He just comes out of nowhere and just he's a machine. But man, I was actually very disappointed too.
Yeah,
I was disappointed a lot in Madrid actually. My perspective on it was, even after taking out Robin and Boateng, I mean, Bayern Munich were just attacking.
They had double or maybe almost even triple amount of, if you look at like the figures, the stats, like they overall, like they look like they were the better team, you know, just through passing, attacking wise, you know, because they have a higher percentage chance of scoring, but. You know, like
in a sense, and that's the reason why sometimes it's very unfortunate that that's soccer,
yeah,
or football, is that you can literally be the best team playing. You can be playing 90 minutes and give it your all.
Mm-hmm.
They can only have maybe one chance, but they end up making that goal.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
That's all it literally takes.
And it's happened because, like, you know, like I said, I'm a Barcelona fan. Like, we, especially under Guardiola, I remember we had. I forget who it was against, but we had, you know, possession literally 99% of the game. They only attacked, I believe it was only three times.
Mm-hmm. And
of those three times, they scored one goal and we lost 1-0.
Mm.
And that's all it takes.
Yeah.
And it's up to, you know, the team if they take full advantage of that or, you know, it's all strategy as well, you know. I mean, obviously, if you have more possession of the ball, you have a higher chance of, you know, making the good runs, passes, attacking, you know. That's the point of that, but, you know. Like Madrid, I mean, give them two shots, they'll make one or maybe both of them if they needed to.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what do you think your predictions are for this second leg for Bayern Munich and Real Madrid?
Being at home,
I mean, it's not an advantage.
I think if
it can be both, you get more of an advantage because you have your 12th man there.
Yeah,
but it's also scary because it's an away goal that they can receive.
Your 12th man is different from my 12th man.
I mean, we sometimes have a 12th man.
Yeah.
Sometimes either 12th man or...
Yeah, they call it referees.
Oh, my gosh. You wanted to say that one.
I'm just saying. I know you...
I actually was not even thinking that at all.
I was going for maybe the referee kind of helps out sometimes, but I'm just saying.
But if you were thinking about 2009. Yeah.
How far back are we going?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, everybody would say that no, ref was completely...
You know what? I agree.
The 12th and 13th. How about that? With the linesman.
I say we had like 15 people. I'll take that. I'm realistic, man. Like, I love my Barca, but I'll be realistic.
Do you think that was a penalty between Juve and Real Madrid?
I say it could have been, yeah. I say most likely. Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
All
right?
Okay. That's all I wanted.
But I mean, in regards to that, like, there's many other things I felt that was called. Like, I mean, last year, we could say the whole thing, same thing happened with Bayern, the same thing, and with Vidal getting a yellow card for a complete beautiful tackle he did.
And then he got a red card.
And then the offside goals that, it was very slight, but it was an offside goal from Ronaldo where Marcelo passed the ball. And, like, there's, like, I've just seen so many, it's just kind of like, all right, it's just kind of like a joke thing. Because at first it used to be with, you know, Barcelona, everybody was like, all right, you know, everybody's on Barcelona with the referee. Because it was true. I'm not going to lie. It did feel like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we had the advantage of a referee in a way. And now I just feel like, for some reason, this is just me. I don't know if it's just because I don't like Madrid that much. I like them, you know. I like
just
him
in general,
team.
Yeah.
Just because,
but
know,
now when they're playing.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, then yeah. Now I honestly feel like it kind of shifted in a way towards Madrid. I'll be honest. But let's just say this. When it comes to this game, I feel like if Madrid, honestly, if their mentality is to score goals, still keep scoring goals, they're going to win this. If they go into it just kind of like, all right, let's see what we can do, and we'll defend, or maybe if we might play, let's just do possession games. Like, if I feel like if they let Bayern play their game the way how they want to, then there could be some trouble for Madrid. Because, I mean, if you just saw it from the game that they just played, even though they didn't have, you know, they lost a few players, kind of changed the momentum a little bit, they still had their possession, they still played kind of their game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Madrid took advantage of what they could have. So.
Yeah. What do you think the score is going to be?
I mean, I would say Madrid will win. It actually might be 2-0. Maybe 2-1. Maybe James might. I really hope. I honestly want James to score a goal. Mm-hmm. I actually want him to win it. I just feel like he deserves so much. And I hope he gets so much respect from Madrid, because I feel like it wasn't fair for him.
Here's my thing on that. I said on my other podcast, but I feel like James, I don't think that he was fit for Madrid, because he would have to take the place of either Cruz or Modric. You can't really replace him. I think the way that James plays, I think it better suits Bayern Munich.
This is exactly why, don't get me wrong, but this is why I don't like Madrid. Because I just feel like all they do is just spend money on players just to bring all the big names without even setting them up where they're going to play at. Why are you going to have Modric? Why are you going to have Cruz? Why are you going to have James? Why are you going to have Kovacic? Why are you going to have all these great players and then not have... And then Isco. Like, Isco's my main man. This dude has so much potential, and he's still either a substitute or he's just thrown in there.
No, but he's starting now, so...
Now? After how many... How long
already? This year he's been starting, so...
Exactly. This year. And how long has he been there? I've been saying this for like 3 years.
Yeah, but who is he going to replace?
Exactly. Why do they have so many good players that has... There's no... For me, that's just stupidity. Like, why you spend all these money... Like, all this money... On all these players, and they're not even playing. Honestly, if I was one of them, James made the right move by moving away, you know. And I just feel like Isco should have been one of those players that should have left. Because I feel like, everyone wants to play for one of the biggest clubs in the world. Madrid, overall, is the best team history-wise, you know. Because they have amount of, Champions League, trophies and leagues and everything, you know. I get that. But at the same time, this is your
career.
Make the most of you want. What do you want to do? You want to play. You don't want to sit on the bench. Mm-hmm. You don't want to warm up somebody's seat or your own seat. Mm-hmm. You know, and especially going into a World Cup or going into your international games as well. You want to be the best, and if all you're doing is just sitting there, you're not improving. You know, your point is to be the best that you are, that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone wants to be a Ballon d'Or, whether you're a defender, midfielder, goalkeeper, it doesn't really matter. It's just that you want to be the best in your position.
Yeah.
You know? And you can't be that if all you're doing is just training. Mm-hmm. You got to be put under pressure. You got to be put under,
I feel like that was 50, the same thing. People. That was the same thing that happened with Alexis Sanchez. Wait. They brought in Neymar, and he took Alexis Sanchez's spot.
Exactly. What did he do? He left.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Look how amazing he did when he first got there.
Yeah, he did amazing at Arsenal.
That's what I'm saying. It's like... Either way, at that point, Alexis was actually playing on the right side and Neymar on the left side. So, it did work out.
He did not take Messi's place.
Messi was in the middle.
He was in the middle?
Yeah.
Then who was on the left?
Ney on the left. Alexis on the right. Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm tripping then.
Yeah, you are tripping. Don't be talking about my team like that, bro.
I know, right?
All
right,
so what do you think the score is going to be then? Well, with Madrid and Bayern.
I think it depends on also if Robin's going to be good. Mm-hmm. I haven't even checked to see what happened with him.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I think this is like how you were saying before. Real Madrid just knows how to play in these tournaments. If as long as they don't play like they did last game, if they play like how they normally play, especially at home, I think they'll win. I think it'll be either 2-1 or I think it'll be 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it'll be a close game.
Yeah,
either way.
Yeah, no matter what the score, I just feel like Madrid's going to take this one. I feel like them winning back-to-back, they're looking really good right now. Liverpool looks just as bad, And I see Liverpool and Madrid in the finals, and I just feel like it would be Madrid's time to kind of fall down, from their kingdom. I feel like, they created this back-to-back first time. Well, technically, it wasn't first, but when they changed the club's name, technically, they are the first ones.
Yeah.
Either way, I just feel like their kingdom will kind of start crashing down now. After this, I feel like if they win it this year,
you think that part might be the last time?
Their luck is, I mean, the fact that they actually won back to back, I was actually surprised because like going up against Atleti again.
Oh yeah, I mean they want it too. I mean I'm not gonna say that no team wants it. Everybody wants to get to the finals. They want. Yeah. I think they all deserve to win it no matter what. Nobody can say that they don't just because they never won a Champions League. Yeah. Like Atletico Madrid, the first time, everybody wanted them to win. Of course, I mean it would have been their first time. But same thing with Madrid getting the first one to get, you know, La Décima. Of course, everybody wants to win it. I think everybody does deserve to win it once they get to the finals.
Yeah.
There's no,
especially
like,
as an underdog team, I'll be honest.
I don't think there's. Here's the thing. What is your definition of underdog?
All right, here's the thing. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying underdog team like, you know, like, oh, they're, you know, they're a bunch of lamos or they're not the big name type people. But what I'm saying is that when they first started off the season, this I'm not talking about just the Champions League. I'm talking about their league and everything else. I remember I was in a discussion on Instagram with this one guy that says, why would Coutinho leave to go to Barcelona? You know, he's not going to play in the Champions League. And I remember I commented, why wouldn't he leave? It's not like Liverpool's going to go to the finals or anything like that. Barcelona has a really high chance, and he'll win. He's already going to win the league and something, you know?
Yeah.
And if Barcelona, even if they win, like, the Champions League, he'll still be part of that.
Yeah.
You know? So then I was like, all right. You know, because I just felt like from at Liverpool, like, they weren't a team that you will see, you know, succeed in any of these cups in league, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I always thought, like, from the beginning, I already had my mentality on that they're not going to pass through. I'll be honest.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure 99% of the people.
Exactly, and then now it's just kind of like, they've been so on fire right now. I just feel like there's only one team right now that can stop them. In this case, two. Roma. But they have to come in with everything. Like, I'm talking about, you know, the back ends. I'm talking about freaking, you know, the whole damn army. My bad. The whole army.
Yeah.
You know, and more of that.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't, there's only one more team.
And what's crazy is that now they're playing in Roma.
Yeah.
And you saw the atmosphere going against Barcelona.
Yeah. Sadly.
No. That's you know, I read that Roma had a 2% chance of beating Barcelona.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Based on what?
Based on just history, where they're at currently in the league, and how they've been performing.
That's.
And compared to a 3-0 lead with Barcelona, they had a 2% chance of tying that to win.
At the same time, Valverde, like he kind of messed that up with the way how we should have played.
Oh yeah.
He went in just not wanting to score, man. I felt like he just went in just kind of like, all right, just hold possession, don't let them score. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's not. I feel like we should have just gone in with just score. As if we can get an extra away goal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, man.
That's all you need.
That's all we need. Yeah, exactly.
Just play the same game you always do. That's how you win.
Same thing against Juve. I mean, I was mad that we lost. You know, like Roma just made us look bad. Mm-hmm. And then I thought that, you know, Madrid's gonna win maybe like 2-0 or something. But then
when you saw Juve doing,
I remember I was working. I kept going in back and forth to the TV, and I was just like the last 15 minutes, I was just glued to the TV because I was just like, wow.
It's about to be another, like, history.
I would love for this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even that just because I don't like Madrid. It's just the fact that, you know, it gets to the point where, yeah, it does get annoying when, like, the same teams win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would love Atletico to win the league again. Or I would love another team to win the champ. Not even just, like, a regular, not like a Chelsea type, not even a Madrid, Barca, like not like these, you know, teams.
So somebody like Liverpool,
exactly,
or like Roma.
I would actually been happy if Juve had won too.
Yeah, because they haven't won. They've won before. Buffon hasn't.
Yeah,
but man, that would have been nice if they did. Yeah,
I was actually I actually wanted a Liverpool Roma final.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually what I wanted.
I think that would have been a really good match.
Yeah, but football's football. We'll still see. I mean, we still got a second leg. I know anything could really happen. Like, I said the same thing with Barcelona and Roma. You know, I was like, all right, we got this in the bag. You know, I was too cocky too. But, I mean, look what happened. Same thing. I mean, you never know. Bayern could come back and win 4-0. What is that most likely going to happen? No. But
it can, yeah, it can happen. No, it can literally happen.
Yeah.
Anything can seriously happen on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that being said, that's our predictions. What are your thoughts? Leave a comment, subscribe, follow, like, follow Chris. Chris, where you at?
I don't even remember. Oh, Chris Breezy. Chris with 2 I's _Breezy. That's my Instagram.
Chris with two I's underscore breezy. You can follow me. It's just Victor Carrasco. Or you can find me on my podcast, which is Carrasgoal. That's Carrasgoal. Other than that, like I said before, tag your friends, your family members, your cousins, anybody, whether they're soccer players or not. I want to see a perspective in all and always. So with that being said, do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, get your mama on here.
All right.
Yeah, that's good.
That's why I don't live with him anymore.
Yeah, you don't need to.
And besides, I have a wife.
Nah, he missed me. Nah, he missed me.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Follow us, like us, and comment.
All right, guys.